I'm Todd Zehnic, President and CEO of Zedcor Security Solutions. I'll start off the presentation. Amin Ladha, our CFO, will come in at the end. I'm the one that talks too much. He's the one that knows all the numbers. So we've always kind of been a team, and we do all our presentations that way. I'll kick it off by explaining where Zedcor came from before I even dive into exactly what we do and who we are. Zedcor was an energy service company back in the day that evolved into a security company. We used to be made up of a few different business lines, energy services, generators, light towers. We had landfill business. We had a general rents business. My background's always been rentals in oil and gas, and then we've evolved into where we are today. We had an opportunity that came our way in 2017. It was a pipeline security job. It was from the Edmonton to Calgary Airport, and they had their equipment was getting sabotaged, pipeline was getting drilled out. So we launched the project. We started out, it was, when we first got into it, fairly archaic. It was a job trailer, four TVs, started with about six towers, four ex-law enforcement officers sitting in a shack, literally watching these TVs. And it evolved to where we are today that, you know, we've got over 1,500 towers by the end of this year across Canada. We've expanded into the U.S., and it's been a great business to see how we've transformed and where we've went from the technology. And people ask, well, what, you know, so we eventually went down the road, we sold off all the other divisions, and we became just a strict security play. And we changed the branding to Zedcor Security Solutions, Zedcor Inc., as you guys would know it, ZDC. And, you know, the biggest thing that we've seen once we started doing the pipeline jobs is this product could work anywhere. We're 100% customer agnostic. We have towers of Cirque du Soleil in San Francisco. We watch swimming pools in the summer in Toronto. We do car dealerships. We do construction sites. We've built several different units now for the industry. But what makes Zedcor different? Why is it not just as simple as getting a tower? We're a full turnkey solution. We build our own towers. We don't build the cameras, but we roll the solution together. And the largest thing that, you know, I always say to our staff and our whole team is the heartbeat of our business is our monitoring center. We're no different than a 911 monitoring center. We're actually phoning 911, and then the police phone our room back to when they pull into a job site and there's a crime in progress. They want to know, are the people armed? How many? Where are they at? And that's what makes us different. We're not just a camera tower. People want to see recordings. And, and that's what's evolved for us as a business. And we have so many backstops in place in our room. We take, you know, the whole team's in. We know how serious this is. We're watching people's assets. And it's not even that, it's safety. Kids' safeties at pools that shouldn't be in there. Bad things can happen. The business has evolved. We used to watch a lot of the pipeline stuff, equipment. It's gotten bigger for us into that. You know, you can see the different industries that we work in. And this is a small portion, you know, and the elephant in the room that was always there for Zedcor is what's Zedcor's life after Trans Mountain? Just to explain it back in, 2023 at the beginning, Trans Mountain and Coastal GasLink were about 70% of our revenue. Now, saying that at the beginning of 2023, late 22, that was maybe a fleet of 500 to 600 towers. So they had about 230, 240 towers. And the reason the numbers don't match, the new towers we started to build went out for a lesser day rate than the original ones. So what happened at the end of, end of 23, those jobs came to an end. And that, like, you can see on the slide, I mean, yeah, you're on the right one there. It's right there. But we went from 70%, our largest customer today, to 6%. And the industries have totally changed. They're down to 7-8%. Construction, that's made up of a whole bunch of different things. What's in the construction is house building, job sites, LRT, linear projects. So we've taken this product, and it's been, you know, it's across Canada. When we started going to Toronto, the reason we did it is we were labeled as an energy service company, and the market didn't like it. The banks didn't like it. 2017, 18, 19, through those times, energy service wasn't a great place to be. And we started to make the plan to go to Toronto. And we opened a branch there. It took us about 14 months to get, I think, 100 towers out of me? 100 towers. And today, Toronto is our largest branch. When Trans Mountain ended at the end of 23, if we wouldn't have made that move, we would have been an Alberta-based security company with 230 towers coming back to our yard with a small market. And the biggest thing that helped us do I mean, if you just go to the slide with the towers on it. The tower on your guys' left was the original tower, meant to be a light tower. We own 260 of those. The biggest thing is they rent for more money. They cost a lot more money. There's engines in them. They serve their purpose. They're a rugged unit for out in the middle of nowhere. Work great in the winter, work great in the summer. But they were bringing in the biggest revenue. The one on the right is what we're building today. The business has evolved, and there's one in between, and it's a solar unit. It's a green product. Depends on the sun, works in the winter. You have the reliability even in the heavy snowfall areas where you can still plug it in. It's electric as well. Clients are going to that. The one on the left was the original tower, and what happened when those came back, we started, the fact that we built our platform out, went with the six branches across Canada, all of a sudden your 230 towers that came in, you were putting 30 to 40 each branch, and it was feasible. We weren't stuck with, you know, 260 of these in Alberta, right? So we had, last year we put out 550 towers with those 200 plus coming, and we built 350. It's been great to see the team how we pulled together and did that. You know, it was always a concern of mine as a leader of our group, was what's going to happen when it ended. And, you know, we pulled it off. We built the right platform out. The biggest things that make us different, I've touched on a lot of these, is, you know, we're North American monitors. I can't talk enough about that for everybody in the room to understand that side of our business. The fact that competitor landscape that we see, they're doing the monitoring in India, the Philippines, because it's cheaper to do. It's the biggest service component to what Zedcor does. We're nothing without that room. We got a great product. We got great cameras, but the room is what drives it. And we got to be on top of it. There's people working in that room to make it better every day. The processes, we know exactly when a camera's down. We know exactly what lens is off. We actually let the clients know that we're coming to fix a lens on a camera before they even know what's happening. We're seeing a lot of our competitors where we go into job sites. We ask them, can you pull the cameras up? No, we can't. The towers have been down. We can't even get a hold of people. Our towers are 25 feet in the air, electrical or hydraulic. Our competitors, some of them are 12 feet in the air. You know, there's people in the room that have, you know, been invested in the company, and they've did their research, and some of them look like you could flip them over quite easily. These, our units are, you know, 2,500 pounds, the smaller ones, 5,500 for the larger ones. How the system works, to get an idea from how we went from being archaic with 4X police officers in a room to watching six screens, is it's a geofence. We draw it around. We can change shapes of it. You know, you exclude zones out of here. And when anything enters that geofence, now the technology has come a long ways for us from the beginning. We can actually set the cameras, humans, and vehicles. And what that's did for our business is given it the ability to scale up the room and scale up our towers, and brings our alarms down. For example, when we had about 300 towers, we were doing false positive alarms about 25,000 a night. Today, as the company sits, we're just 1,250 towers. We're probably doing about 10,000 alarms to 12,000 alarms a night. So you can see what the technology's done. And it was about a year and a half ago, Access, the manufacturer we use that's owned by Canon, came out with AI at the edge. And that's what's given us the ability to be able to identify and set it just for vehicles, humans. You can set it for animals. You can do different things. And we can also go back to the old way of anything on motion, right? Some bigger job sites, you need that. We've also integrated radar into our systems as well. The radar looks just like you see in the movies, a ship, except it's a 220-degree radar. It actually has AI in it. The bubble comes across, says human, says car. What that does for us is dark job sites, we can see further out, and also rain, snow, it doesn't affect it. It's not bringing in the false positive alarms. So going back to that, when the red zones broke, pops up in the corner of the screen, what created the alarm? And then our people take the time to vet it. Oh, it's the janitor, or this is a real threat. When it's a real threat, it escalates up to the supervisor. The supervisor now phones the police. To back that up even further, our ex-law enforcement at that point have reached out to every precinct, even in the United States where we work, in Canada, let them know who Zedcor is. This is what we do. These aren't false alarms. And they appreciate it. They go to so many situations that it's after the fact. Police don't want to be there after the fact. They want to be there during the act. So at that point, police are dispatched, and then the police phone our room back, and we work with them until they get to the site. one line of offense, defense that we have before we pull the trigger on phone the police is we have a talk down speaker. We can tell the people on site, you need to leave, you're trespassing. 9 times out of 10, they leave, but there's the other times they don't. So, you know, the businesses have just evolved to where it's getting stronger. The technology is where we need it. You know, the cameras are 4K. We flipped out the fleet. I get the question all the time. So in the next 3 years, are you going to have to spend $3 or $4 million to buy new cameras? It's not the case. The fact that we have the AI at the edge, the processors are going to get stronger. Instead of going out 200 yards, it might go 400 yards. That's going to be what changes. We won't change the fleet. What we have is great, but anything building forward is what we'll do. Today, we sit right now with the 6 branches in Canada, and we've expanded to the United States into Houston. The biggest reason we went into Houston is the bottleneck on the building. We're using manufacturers in Canada, guys that just built towers, and the problem with them is, you know, they'd start building your towers and then they'd see an idea and think it was great. What we've did is I went to the board and said, I think we need to, you know, stop the last bottleneck we have, and that's our light towers, like the actual structure being built. So we went to Houston. We now assemble them. We don't actually do the welding and painting. All the pieces come to us. We actually put it together. Nobody sees a recipe. Nobody, you know, gets to put the hands into what we're doing, and we can control it. We've got 2 builders on board right now that we have the ability to build 50 a week if required, and we're bringing on a third. And the camera side of the business, like I said earlier, Canon owns them. It's not a problem. It's, you know, if we want to go from 100 a month to 200 a month, it's just a phone call. It's probably a 3-week notice. But right now, I'll pass it over to Amin Lahota. He'll come in and talk on some of the numbers. Come on up, Amin. Then we can open it up, you guys, for some questions at the end as well.
Thanks, Todd. I'll kind of keep it quick and to the point. I'll talk about some of the addressable markets and the white space we're looking at, as well as some of the key financial metrics. So as everybody knows, security and theft is a major issue in terms of all industries, but these are just kind of some of the articles that highlight that kind of macroeconomic issue that the world is facing and how we're trying to capture more and more of that white space. In terms of growth rate, one of these research studies showed an 11% or just under 11% kind of annual growth rate that they're forecasting for the next 10 years. We've seen a larger growth rate than that over the past kind of 4 or 5 years that we've been involved in this business. And the biggest reason that we feel that we've kind of exceeded that growth rate is lower cost than the competitors, and we're adding value. We're cheaper than security guards, and we're cheaper than having nothing on site. And we're able to provide security that delivers results. We're over 95% effectiveness rate. I don't think any of the security guard companies or even kind of any of the monitoring remote surveillance companies can kind of project those statistics that we're able to provide and kind of have that level of service. And as Todd mentioned, what sets us apart is we do all of the monitoring, we do all the service levels, we do it in-house, and that's what allows us to be successful and grow faster than that. In terms of some range estimates, that's the key part of this slide that I wanted to touch on. We're hoping to hit higher end of these ranges, and we're on track to, for 2024, to kind of get closer to that 1,500 exit. 2025, the run rate, the plan is to add between 1,000 to 1,200 security towers. That's not to say if a major customer came along and placed a large order, now that we're in charge and kind of in control of our manufacturing, we can exceed those numbers as well. And the capital market side, the financial side, has taken care of itself, where we're able to tap into equity markets, debt markets. The share price has gone up, and we're able to kind of manage that growth within range. That's not to say we won't. The biggest thing we want to maintain is our service quality and our success rate. So we're not going to take the guardrails off that and grow beyond our means. We're going to manage that as well. This slide just kind of touches on some of the verticals that we're playing with. There's over 400,000 sites that we feel have potential across North America that could use our solution. We're never going to replace the indoor security guard, but anything that needs outdoor security, we're perfect for that. And there's over kind of 400,000 sites. As we get more and more into this industry, we feel this number is getting lighter and lighter. Like it keeps, there's more and more opportunity we're seeing. this doesn't even cover some of the other large kind of potential areas in terms of utilities and kind of deployment in that space as well. Couple key points to highlight in this slide here. Over 75% of our revenue is reoccurring. So what we like to look at is there's always going to be a mix of project revenue and customers that take us from site to site. So project revenue is what we define anything that has an end date and that we know is going to come to an end and they won't take us to the next site. That's about, as of this, when we printed this presentation, it was just under 20%. Now, the rest of the revenue is customers that D.R. Horton or Home Depot, where they stay on site forever, or they take us from site to site. So like a good example of that is a customer in Calgary, NMAX. They're the utility company. They have 10 to 15 sites on the go at all times. They'll just keep taking us from site to site. As they finish one, they'll move us to the next one and kind of maintain that recurring revenue of the business. In terms of the customer base, we are working with large customers, both in the U.S. and Canada. That's not to say we won't do work for smaller customers, but this just highlights some of the bigger customers that we have, and they're growing as they learn about the brand and learn about the value proposition. Utilization rates, we're targeting kind of 90 plus. That's our goal. And after the Trans Mountain pipeline ended and we retrofit everything kind of mid-February onward, we've been able to exceed those targets. We have a strong EBITDA and margin rates and low maintenance capital. So some of the choppiness you saw or you see on the kind of right-hand upper graph there, that was, again, due to Trans Mountain. It was supposed to slowly wind down. First Q2 of last year, there was a big drop because they sent 50% of the towers home. We were able to get those back out to work in Q3. And then Q4, they sent the other kind of half back. And that's also a higher, that's when we were also having higher repairs and maintenance costs that was driving the margin down. Last year, kind of after Q1, we were doing about $150,000 a month in R&M. A lot of that was costs related to the towers that were coming back from Trans Mountain. This year, we're under $50,000 a month with a larger fleet. So Q2 2024 is kind of the full standalone quarter where you can see the true EBITDA kind of margin potential of this business. And in terms of maintenance capex, we kind of, again, spent all that money last year when we upgraded the camera fleet. We don't see a significant kind of maintenance capex going forward. This is just an illustrative example of what the revenue potential is, depending on different utilization rates and different market penetration based on kind of that 400,000 towers we talked about earlier. We can be a fairly sizable company without taking over the entire 400,000 space. There's going to be competition, and we're not trying to hide that. We're just trying to be the best we can be. Todd, do you want to wrap it up by talking about the culture and some of the case studies we have? And then we can open up to questions.
Yeah, so I think, you know, I touched a lot on the culture earlier. The culture of the company has been, it's amazing, right? The fact that what the company does is we're protecting neighborhoods. We're changing neighborhoods. The culture is work hard. I'm the CEO, president, means the CFO. We got five on our executive team. We don't have a whole bunch of layers. The company, we never will. We don't believe in it. We're all in the trenches. The company's going to get bigger. But everybody works hard at Zedcor. It's a full buy-in. You know, we hired a manager down in Houston. He comes in. He spent 2 weeks with the team. He went on about 180,000 shares on the board. He's like, this is phenomenal. This thing, what you guys are doing. And you just see it. It just keeps going and going. And to be part of something that, you know, for example, we had a situation in Edmonton. Coming to a job site, there was a guy beating the heck out of a woman. Our people called the police, right? They weren't there to steal or nothing. It's all different types of incidences. And, it's been great to see. You know, obviously, we pride ourselves as well. It's a green product. It's solar. Even our original ones with the motor, they only ran for an hour a day. They were a solar hybrid lithium battery product, right? And, you know, it just keeps going on and on. I don't have my bike. Oh, there you go. Thanks. So Home Depot, the biggest thing, and that goes to their biggest challenge. A lot of people think, well, like Home Depot, why are you guys working for Home Depot? It's in the evenings at night. What's going on in their parking lots? It's drug deals happening. There's all these different things when the stores are closed. But the stores are closed. There's cameras on the building, but nobody's watching them, right? The loss prevention people don't stay overnight. That's for watching people in the aisles, watching for things in the, during the day. So they've got staff inside. We've stopped it a lot where people are trying to break in while that's going on. You know, they said in the first 30 days, the incidents that we dropped, they were mind, it blew their minds, right? And major things like people, tent cities moving in, living in their parking lots, to all sorts of different things. D.R. Horton, it's kind of, you know, I've been a big part of it because I moved to Houston and we started it. I moved down there and I built a prototype and everything. And D.R. Horton told us the police will never come. Guarantee it. He said, Todd, I'll tell you what, I'll give you our biggest neighborhood. We had 4 arrests in like ASAP right out of the gate with them. They brought the dogs out. They're to the point now that precincts have even brought, some of the police departments have small drones that they can fly instead of dogs. They're working hand in hand with us. And we dropped their theft in that first neighborhood from $80,000 to $40,000 in the first month. And it's even deeper now. Like when we started, we got 100 towers plus out with D.R. Horton. We used to have probably 30 events a night with them. We're down to where it's 1 or 2. Because a tower acts as quite as a deterrent as well. Blue lights on it, you pull in, you see it. You know, it was kind of comical. At the start, they'd phone us, see, you guys missed something. Oh, yeah, okay, what did we miss? Well, there's 5 pallets of shingles got stolen. They got dropped off at 4 yesterday. Guys come this morning, they're gone. I said, let us do a video review. We'll get right back to you. Sent them the video review. Do you happen to know these guys? Because we start monitoring at 7, and they reloaded them and left at 6 o'clock. It was internal theft. Companies deal with that. So it's not always external. It's internal. So they've seen a big numbers drop. You know, it's been phenomenal to work with them. Now, D.R. Horton's made up, for example, of 128 business units, all separate companies underneath the mothership across the United States. $44 billion market cap. We've got 100 plus out just with 3 of their business units. And one's North Houston, one's South Houston. And now we've expanded into Austin, San Antonio. It just shows you how big the industry is. That's just home building. We're a billion-dollar company just in the home building line in the United States. And now we never ever even thought of doing home building in Canada. Now we've expanded that into the Calgary, different markets. We're actually, it's another vertical that we're starting to work in. I'll let you come up here and do some of these too as well. Yeah, we touched most of them. And I think we're on the warning. Like, yeah. So go ahead. Any questions anybody would like to have? I think we must have did an okay job. Do you have anything you want to add to me? I think the last thing I'll leave everybody with is to understand is how big this can get. It's about our platform. We've executed the platform in Canada. We're not in Saskatchewan. We operate there. We could be. We're not in Quebec. We're working on that. But the platform is so big in the United States with the lower 48. We have 100-plus towers in Winnipeg. How many Winnipegs across the U.S., right? It's phenomenal. This isn't a case of, well, what if somebody else comes along? There's going to be somebody else that comes along. The market's that big. People don't understand that cameras on buildings used to just get recorded. We're streaming video via satellite or cellular. It's changed the world of how we can do it. You know, and there's so much more, I think, like yet to come. We're working alongside with a couple different companies that have plate recognition that we can tie into our monitoring system centers. It's the monitoring centers are going to keep growing. It's scalable. It's a great business. The stock's doing very well. I was with a guy last week in Toronto. I said, I wish I would have bought this at a dollar. I said, I hope you start buying it now. So when I see in a year, and we're at $4, you're not saying, I wish I bought it at $1.80. And I think this thing's just going to keep going. We haven't even scratched the surface, you guys. It's a great company. We got a great team. We're all excited. And I don't know, I mean, if you have anything to add to that. But other than that, I appreciate your guys' time. And thanks for listening.